Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody shout and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So tonight, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your problem is. Jesus is in the house tonight. When you can't move the mountains that's standing in your way, I came to tell you God can. I said God can.
Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. Yes, God can. I don't care what you need, God can do it. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starnes. I want you to stay tuned today, because remember, whatever you need, God can. Stay tuned.
When you can't find the answers to all your doubts and fears, when you are needing someone to wipe away your tears,
God can.
Yes, He can. Thank
God can.
Come on, sing.
God can do more than you could ever ask or think. He holds all power in His mighty hand. When you can't see your way, just remember this, my friend.
Change your past, and you can't heal your broken heart.
God can.
Somebody tell me.
God can.
Oh yeah. When you can't find the courage to make a brand new start, say,
God can.
I know He can.
God can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God can do more than you could ever ask for.
Come on, sing.
He holds all power in His mighty hand.
In the palm of His hand. Might, but by His Spirit that we do all things. Yes, you can face the future when your hope is in His hands.
Can. No matter what you need today, God can do it. God is able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask to think. Good morning to each and every one. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starnes. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. Please tell all your friends and your neighbors, the apostles on the air. We're going to have a great time today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a song I want to start with this morning called Cooling Water from Grandma's Well. Take a listen. this song is a song that if you've never been in a bind or had problems, it wouldn't mean much to you. It won't mean much to you. But if you've had problems, this song means a lot. Because when you think about it, when you've been through something that only Jesus have gotten you out of it, brought you out of it, and you know it's Jesus, that song means a lot to you. And there may be someone now, and there is someone now, that's in a situation that it seems to be impossible for you to get out of it. It really does. It seems there is no way of escaping this. But I want you to know, just like that song says, cooling water, like water from grandmama's well. What it's really saying that Christ will come to your aid and he'll rescue you and he'll deliver you. Whoever you are, doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how long you've been in it. You can be delivered today. My topic today is soldiers. A soldier. I spoke on this yesterday, and I'm going to speak on it again now. A soldier. That means you got to go through something. Christ made you a soldier. You're not just a soldier because you want to be a soldier. Thank God for that. But in this particular soldier here is someone that's been called by God. You understand that? God called you. God is the one that placed you in this position, not man, but God Almighty. And he put you in this position to be a soldier. He's called you to be a soldier. He's anointed you to be a soldier. He has put the name and the title on you. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, let me look at some chapter 2. And let's look at something in 2 Timothy here. Chapter 2. And let's look at verse 1. And it says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Now, who is he talking to? You and I, someone that's just plain, just simple, that having problems. You're really trying to make it. And you don't really realize why you're having these problems. Financial problems. You're going to church, you're paying your tithes, you're giving your offering. He said, but be strong in the grace that God has given us in Christ Jesus. Verse 2 says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." He's telling you and I, even though we are going through this struggle, while we're here, you know, make sure you teach someone. Make sure you instruct someone. Make sure you lead someone up out of here. Let them know there's a brighter light and that they're going to get up out of here. Help your brother. Help your sister. Help someone get out of that situation. Let them know that. Even though, let them know that. Say, you know what? I know it's rough right now. I know it's tough right now. But if you just hold on, the Lord is going to show up. And he's going to bring you out. Teach them that. And be an example of what you're preaching. Don't just preach it, but be an example. Now look at the next verse. The next verse says, "Thou therefore endure hardness." Endure. Endure, hold on to hardness. Endure hardness. And the word hardness, even before I look at endure, the word hardness is the property of being rigid, resistant to pressure. Don't let pressure get you down. He's telling you not allow the cares of this world or the things that you don't have or the things that people say about you. Don't allow that to get you down. Endure it. Endure hardness. Endure. Therefore, endure. Thou endure. The oldest manuscripts don't have the word therefore. They just come out with Endure. Endure hardness. Hold on to it. Don't let go. Hold on to your integrity. Don't let go. Endure hardness. Don't let this thing dissolve you. It's going to be hard. It's pressing you, and it's painful. Paul is telling you as a soldier, endure. Endure that. Endure. Endure this hardness that's against you. Endure this pain that's against you. Hold up against it. Put up with something. Put up with it. It's very unpleasant. It's uncomfortable. It makes you, it's painful. It's aggravating. But Paul said, endure it. Undergo it. Don't let go. Hold on. Don't let go. I'm speaking to someone this morning. Your bills are due. You need money. And you need it in the worst way. And you're praying. And it looks like it's not coming. Maybe like me, someone sends you checks and the checks bounce. Checks they didn't sign. But you don't give up. God Almighty, Christ Jesus, the Son of God, my Savior, my Lord, my Master. He's going to show up. The Bible said endure. Hardness. Hold on. Don't capsize. Don't throw in the towel. Just don't give up. He's saying hold on. Hold on. Don't go back. Don't let go. It's going to be hard. And it says as a good soldier. As a good soldier. Not a bad soldier. But a good soldier. A good soldier of Jesus Christ. You're a soldier. Square your shoulders back. Hold your head up. And know who you are. You belong to Jesus Christ. You belong to God Almighty. Make sure you understand who you belong to. Endure the penalty. Don't cry. Don't hold on. Hold on. Know in whom you belong to. Know in whom you believe in. Be persuaded that he's able to do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Endure it. That's what he's telling you. Endure. Don't let go. Don't let go. Now look at something else here. It's just amazing. At verse number 4, it says, no man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Stay out of other people's business. Remain clear from this worldly business. Just get out of that. Don't even let the devil take you there. Listen, stay away from it. You know, you're God's property. You're God's property. And stay away from, you know, he say, she say, that say. God's going to bring you through it. And look, one day you won't be able to sing this song. Listen.
Thank you.
My friend, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. It don't seem like it today, but you are going to make it. Who am I talking to? But you're going to make it. But you're going to make it. You're going to make it. That's Keith Wonderboy Johnson of Brooklyn, New York. Don't give up. I'm talking to someone that's desperate this morning. You're a soldier. You don't feel like a soldier sometimes. But in reality, that's who. In reality, that's who you are. You're going to make it. You're going to come through this thing. God's going to bring you out of it. No matter what no one tell you, God is going to bring you out of it. It don't seem like it right this moment. But I'm telling you, God called you to be a soldier. And he chose you. See, remember who chose you? The Lord chose you. You have been chosen by God. And all the things that you're going through right now, I know the turmoil and the confusion and the lack of money. I had some things down to me in the last couple of weeks. But I know I'm going to make it. And so will you. Yes, you may be in a whirlwind now, but it's not going to be that way always. You are a soldier. And you're not going to get into crooked and malicious things. God's going to bring you through it. He chose you to be a soldier. The Lord God Almighty chose you to be a soldier. I want to encourage you today. Listen, I need your support here at the radio station. I need your support. I need your support. I need you to think about today, this morning. Don't wait until tomorrow. I need you today. I told you I had someone to write me a check and check bounced. Amen. But it's okay. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's okay. Trust me. The check bounced. A big check. But it's okay. God's going to be all, it's going to be okay. Trust God the same way I'm doing. Take a listen to this. You're going to make it.
I'm from a little town up 55 called Ken, Mississippi. On the thing down on the square. You know, on the same street that I used to stand and beg and shoot hooking from school. And people called me bum. Said I would never amount to anything.
I'm
I made it. It's hard, but I made it. Who am I talking to this morning? It's hard, but you're making it. You're going to come out of this thing. You're going to come out of this thing. I'm talking to you today. Just don't give up. That's his testimony. That's Albertina Walker's testimony. You're going to have a testimony as well. God's going to bring you through this. I made it. It's rough, but God knows I made it.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Mercy. Mercy.
Have mercy, Lord. I'm telling you, you're going to make it. Talking to someone this morning that feel like you don't have a friend. It looked like it's all over. It looked like that you just cannot go any farther. But I come to encourage you today, on this Thursday morning, that you're going to make it. It's 4:34 in the morning, but you're going to make it. You're going to get out of this thing. God's going to send you some help. Look for a miracle today. I'm looking for a miracle today. You look for one. Expect one today. God is a miracle worker. He can do abundantly above all that you could ask or think. I'm looking for 10 people today to go to that phone and call me when I go off there or go on my internet and make a deposit on the radio broadcast, because we got to keep preaching this gospel. I got to keep encouraging people. I can't stop encouraging people. That's my job. I'm an encourager. I come to tell you, you're going to make it. I'm looking for a miracle today just like you. I'm believing at least 10 people today is going to sacrifice. It's going to be a sacrifice. It's not easy. But I'm believing 10 individuals that's listening to me now, hearing this message, that I'm trying to encourage someone out there that don't have money, don't have a job, feel like they're all alone. But we're encouraging them today to tell them that they're going to make it. Jesus is going to bring them through. I need 10 of you to stand with me today. Today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's fine. But this day, the day you hear my voice, the Bible says, harden not your heart. Today, I'm looking for you to stand with me. I'm looking for 10 people that can stand and believe God for just $100. $100. That's all I need. And you know what? The same way we encourage one another, someone's going to encourage you. Do you know when you bless someone else, God is going to bless you? Did you know if you help someone across the river, when you get there, when they get there, you'll be there? Did you know that you can't give God more than God can give you? Today, your miracle is coming. It's coming today. My miracle is coming today. I'm listening in my spirit realm, and I hear 10 individuals saying, I'm going to be one of those that sow that $100 bill today. I'm looking for 10 people because God's going to do it. God cannot lie. His word can't lie. The same way you're sowing into this ministry, God's going to sow into you. The same measure you give is going to be given back to you. With good measures pressed down, shaken together, men's going to pour into your bosom. You look for your miracle today. It's coming today. Just like my miracle is coming today, yours is coming today. Don't give up. You're behind on your mortgage. You don't know what you're going to do, but God's going to bless you. Don't look at that. Look at God. Your help come from God. Your strength come from God. He's the one that can deliver you. He's the one that can set you free. He's the one that can make you whole. Don't you give up on God. God is there to bless you today. Listen to Byron Cage, Faithful to Believe.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we can ask him or think. Listen. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Someone now, and I heard it in my spirit right then. There is an individual now that is scheduled for an operation, and it's colon cancer. But God's going to work a miracle for you. Now, God's going to turn this situation around, but you got to get your mind off it and look into the hills from which cometh your help. See, this broadcast today is a special broadcast. Because there are some people that needs, their needs, and it's now. You can't wait. You need it now. God's going to work that miracle. The same way that you sow this morning, you sow this day, the same way that you place your confidence in God, God's going to restore the things that you need to restore, be restored. God's going to move in your behalf. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, no man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. You're not going to let the worldly thing get to you. You're not going to be frustrated. You're not going to be aggravated. You're not going to be fearful. You're going to stand on the word. You're going to trust the word. Look what the NIV says. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. That's you. You want to please Jesus. You're not going to look at things as it is. You're going to call things that are not as it is. You're going to call your healing. You're going to call your deliverance. You're going to trust God today. Just like I'm speaking faith now, I'm trusting God for 10 individuals on this day, not tomorrow, but this day. Matter of fact, you're getting up now. You're writing it down. Some of you going on the internet right now. I'm looking for 10 different individuals to trust God for $100 and sow into the ministry today. You can do it right there at your house. You don't even have to leave the house. You can do it on the internet, or you can do it at your, on your telephone, your cell phone, wherever. You can call me after I go off the air at 718-574-2244. Listen, make your donation right on the telephone by your credit card. I'm believing God that 10 of you, see, not tomorrow now, today, this is the 22nd day of August, 2013, today. Make that move today. But guess what? As you sow into this ministry, God's going to be blessing you. The miracle that you need, you don't need $100. You don't need $50. You don't need $20. You need a healing. You need a miracle for your son. You need a miracle for your daughter. You need a miracle for your body. You need a miracle for your life. As you respond to God, God's going to respond to you. I'm looking for 10 of you. Watch what I tell you. It's going to happen today. And you're going to get your miracle today. Because the Bible says, no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Because God is in your life. Because you are saved and born again. You will not allow the enemy to destroy you. The Good News Bible says it like this. A soldier on active duty wants to please his commanding officer and so does not get mixed up in the affairs of civilian life. See, when you belong to God, you put God first. You shut out the world. Remember Job's wife? She told Job to curse God and die. Some of you right now, you're going to be hindered. Someone's going to tell you, don't do that. Don't you do that. You got to know that's not of God. Job was able to tell his wife, you sound like a foolish woman. You don't sound like my wife at all. See, you got to understand, when God is speaking, you got to shut everybody else out and listen to God. And then obey that small voice. It's always a small voice. God's voice is not always boisterous. Sometimes it's a small voice. You can hear God say, yes, sow into this ministry. Yes, do this and do that. And if you do that, that's your miracle. That's your miracle. That's your ticket out. That's your victory when you obey the voice of God. Are you listening to me? When you obey the voice of God, that is your victory. That is your way out of the situation. God is going to bless you, and he's going to move in your behalf. He's going to give you the victory, but somebody looking and going to say, I can't see God doing it. You know why? Because they don't trust God. See, the Bible says, he that cometh to him must believe. You must believe first of all. Look, you got to believe. Listen to Israel Houghton. Listen to this.
You want to talk to me? Maybe feel things are hopeless. Dreams have been shattered. Lord, I want to declare to you it's not over.
Not over, y'all. Don't you give up. It's not over. It's hard right now, but it's not over. You're closer to your miracle. Somebody listen, please, to this song. I'm encouraging you.
I feel something starting to move. I feel something starting to shift. Turning around. Seasons are changing. I feel like preaching this.
Trying to sell that house, what God means for you.
I feel this thing trying to get in your heart. Don't in the beginning. Say it again. Not over. Not over. Not finished. It's not ending. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Some of you trying to get out of a bad marriage right now. It ain't over. When God is in it, you can't lose. When God is in it, if you're trusting today, you'll see God move for you today. You'll see it move. You'll see it. You'll experience it. You're looking for that raise on the job.
Oh,
you watch.
Gotta hear this tonight. Take the limits above God.
Hey,
it's
come on.
Not over.
It's not over.
When God, I'm speaking this
you're
over
a soldier,
your
man.
I'm speaking this over your wayward sons and daughters. I'm speaking this over your unsaved spouse. It's not over. When God is in, I'm speaking this over your health tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Not over. You're going to win this battle. You're going to be healed of this cancer. Put a smile on your face.
It's not
not over. Not over. Because God said so. That's Israel, a new breed. It's not over when God is in it. It's not over. Think it's not going to take you down. God's going to give you victory. I need a miracle. You need a miracle. That miracle that you need, God is going to perform it for you. He's going to perform that miracle. All you need to do is doubt. Don't doubt Him. Get rid of your doubt. Get rid of your fears. So, you need $10,000? God will give it to you. I need $1,000? You only need $10,000. Do you know God can give you $10,000? God can give you $100,000? You're trying to close this real estate deal. I'm telling you that God is going to move in your behalf. He's going to touch the buyer. He's going to touch the bank. They're going to get the loan. You're going to get out of this bind. This real estate deal is coming in your favor. It's going to work in your favor. Somebody's trying to sell a house, and God's going to make it possible that this house is going faster than any house you've ever seen go because God is in it. See, even though the bank is talking smack to you, don't pay that no mind. They're saying, no, we can't do it. God's going to change everything around. You got to trust God. I need 10 people today. Today, not tomorrow. I want you to do it today. Because this is the day God gave me this word. I don't say it until God give it to me. But I need 10 people today, on this day, that will donate $100 towards the spreading of this gospel around the world. I need 10 people today. 10. Not 15, just 10 today that will trust God. For $100, watch God move in your behalf. You cannot beat God given, no matter how hard you try. Now make all donations out to TJSM 509, Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221, USA. Or do it online at www.tjsm.org. Or you can call the church at 718-574-2244, and we can take it by telephone. But watch God turn that miracle that you need around today. He's going to give you that miracle. He's going to perform that miracle in your life. Time on the wall, no clock I'm looking at, it's at 4:55 a.m. right here in good old Brooklyn, New York. So I got to go. But remember the message today, you're a soldier, and God's going to take care of you. All the benefits that a soldier has, that God has given, He's going to give to you, and you're going to be okay. Remember the soldier. Just think about the message. The soldier is going to be taken care of. He's going to endure hardness. He's not going to give up, and he's going to trust God, and God's going to work it out. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I hope you do receive this word today that God sent especially for you. And I know God's going to move in your behalf. Good morning to all CFC listeners. 620 on your AM dial. Thank God for CFC Radio. Thank God for Pastor Paul, Pastor Tito. Thank God for all of you that listens every day. I get so many phone calls. Yesterday I was in the church. Lady called. She said, Pastor Stiles, I listen to you every morning. And that's so encouraging. Thank you, Jesus. I just pray, God, your blessings. Run these people down and give them what they need. Because God can do abundantly above all that you ask or think. Remember, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If God says it, he can bring it to pass. Are you listening to me? If God says it, he can bring it to pass. I'm going out this morning with the song, The Blood, Jane Fortune. I love that song because we need to go back to the blood. The blood of Jesus will wash all your sins away. The blood of Jesus makes you right with the Lord God Almighty. Have yourself a blessed day. Remember, I'm looking for 10 of you today to make a support, make an effort to support $100. I need 10 people today that can stand with me for $100. Good morning once again. I love you. God bless.
As we embrace the new, it's important that we continue to re-embrace those songs that brought us over, the songs that remind us of the ultimate sacrifice.
Hallelujah. That Jesus shed for me. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never pass the food.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.